Former Chinese President Jiang Zemin has died. He was 96. He rose to power just after the Tiananmen Square protests, serving as president from 1993 to 2003. Jiang is seen as one of the architects of China's transformation to a global power. Victor Gao from the Center for China and Globalization explains how Jiang is seen today.
I think his legacy is a very great legacy because he was the top leader of China for about 13 years. And then his influence actually reached into the fourth generation and until very recently. He's very much revered and respected in China. And his leadership of China really oversaw China overcoming the very difficult, challenging times in the early 1990s and normalizing the relations with the United States and the West at large. And also joining WTO, for example, which paved the way for the subsequent rapid economic transformation of China.
Also in China, protesters have fought with police in the southern manufacturing hub of Guangzhou as anger over COVID restrictions continues. Similar demonstrations have taken place in Beijing and Shanghai. While not directly addressing the protests, the ruling Communist Party has warned that it will crack down on what it referred to as sabotage activities. At least 15 people have been killed in a bomb blast in northern Afghanistan. It happened at a religious school in the Arbak, the capital of Samangan province. The Interior Affairs Ministry says students are among the dead. The school is linked to the ruling Taliban. No group has so far claimed responsibility. Well, US forces in northern Syria have reduced the number of joint patrols with Syrian Democratic Forces, a group mostly made up of Kurdish fighters. The Pentagon's announcement comes ahead of a possible Turkish ground operation. More than 13,000 wild birds have died in a flu outbreak in Peru in the last 2 weeks. Biologists confirmed the birds, mostly pelicans, were infected with the H5N1 avian flu virus. Health authorities are concerned it could spread to domestic poultry. They have issued an alert.
Hi, I'm Chris Baird, and I'm part of Al Jazeera's new TikTok team. If you're looking for quick explanations about the biggest news stories, follow us at Al Jazeera on TikTok. You can find exclusive content and learn more about the world with Al Jazeera on TikTok.